Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Crime wave and all that stuff going on. Also, the unintentionally hilarious Jussie Smollett trial. Some of the details from that are just something else. I mean, those poor jurors are being asked to believe a tall tale straight out of, I don't know, Grimm's fairy tales, or you got witches pushing people into ovens to eat them and such. I mean, it's every bit as realistic as, you know, your gigantic weightlifter buddies who beat you down, but just barely. I mean, they hate you so much, they stage a wee hours streets of Chicago beat down, but you emerge barely, like, with your hair tussled. So that, among other crazy details. So we'll get to that eventually. Do we have any word on Mr. Armstrong at this point? Not really? No? Okay. All right. No problem. Jack had surgery yesterday, gallbladder situation, and was hoping to join us this hour from his home studio, and we certainly hope he can. Meanwhile, and, you know, I'll tell you what's happening, and then I'll tell you the perspective on it. So, you know, I'm worried about Jack physically. He's my friend. I've worked with him forever. The show is more fun to do with him. And frankly, it's easier to do when both of us are here. But mostly my concern is for Jack. Meanwhile, my good doggy buddy Baxter is, undergoing surgery more or less as we speak. It will be very soon. He will be very soon. He's got a tumor on his chest/throat, and they're not going to be able to get it all. And we won't know much for a while, but either my best furry buddy is going to be with us for months. Maybe if we're very, very lucky, a couple of years. So I'm kind of down about that. Then I get a text from Judy. The fixture at the kitchen sink is leaking all over the counter. So, it's what I'm saying. When it rains, it pours, right? But I'm reminded of back when Jack was dealing with cancer. And obviously, well, look at me. I can't even say what I was going to say for the reasons I'll get to in a second. None of the rest of us could complain about anything. It just felt too weird and pathetic and just crass and idiotic. Oh, I sprained my ankle and my wife has the flu. Well, Jack has cancer, so none of us could complain about anything. And you don't want to be one of those people who complains all day long. I had a friend like that. You could not have a conversation with him that was not him complaining. And it was just got so tiresome. But come on, we all need to vent once in a while, right? So now I got, you know, the co-host, which is in the dog, and then the kitchen counter and the leak and the rest of it. But he just had surgery. So I can't complain about it. It's kind of frustrating. And I hear you. I hear you, friends. I hear you. Through the transom, your voices have reached me. Or you could show some gratitude for the blessings you've had and the relative lack of pain you're experiencing at the present moment. Thank you. Thank you. I will pray on these things. I appreciate your psychic advice. I find this interesting. Complete change of topic. Jack and I have a very different life than most people in terms of taking in media and information, just because of the nature of what we do. We spend all day absorbing as much as we possibly can from as many sources as we possibly can, so that when we show up in the morning to get ready to do the show, we can give you a perspective that maybe you haven't heard before. If we were to merely echo Sean Hannity all day long, just to cite it for instance, the ratings might be decent depending on how well we did it, but number one, I wouldn't find that very satisfying. And number two, you know, it would be so redundant compared to so many of the conservative shows that are out there. We've just chosen not to do it. But for everybody else and us too, honestly, we have a couple of different problems. Number one, I don't want to be in an echo chamber where I only hear things I agree with. It would make me worse at my job, and I just intellectually, I don't want to come off as fancy, but I like to understand things. I don't like to be wrong. And Jack is the same way. I would prefer not to state something to you and then find out later it's wrong, because I'd only gotten partial information. That's embarrassing to me. It's hurtful to me personally, partly because of the guy I am. I like to be right. I've often joked I'd rather be right than happy. It's not exactly true, but it's close. So we can't exist in bubbles. The title of this Axios piece that I'm looking at is, there it is. Right Wing Builds Its Own Echo Chamber. That's not a fair headline, and I'll tell you why. This article deals with a number of different developments that range from good to bad to ugly, in my mind. They start with the monthly download of U.S. right-wing apps, including The Daily Wire. That's a good app. Ben Shapiro does a really good job. Really good writing. It's clever. It's accurate. It's unquestionably conservative. It is not the place to go to find challenges to conservative arguments, but it's really good. The MeWe Network, which I don't know, Blaze TV, Parler, Newsmax TV, OANN, Clout Hub, which is another one I've only heard of it once in my life, and Rumble. Now, you could absolutely make the argument that, liberal media surrounds us. It's everywhere. It's omnipresent except for a very few choices. So, I'm going to download conservative apps so I get that perspective. I think that's perfectly reasonable and good for you. And certainly, download our podcast every chance you get. Conservatives are aggressively building their own apps, phones, cryptocurrencies, and publishing houses in an attempt to circumvent what they see as an increasingly liberal internet and media ecosystem. There's a lot of truth to that. And part of it does result in an echo chamber. And I don't think echo chambers are helpful for anybody. I think if you read the Daily Wire, you ought to at least see what they're saying in the Washington Post, New York Times, whatever. You pick your own sources, whatever fits your lifestyle. But, and then again, you do whatever you want. That's just the way I approach it. Many of these efforts couldn't exist without the backing of major corporate figures and billionaires who are eager to push back against things like censorship and cancel culture, which is perfectly reasonable. And again, I think the echo chamber part of this is unhealthy. On the other hand, you got Rumble, conservative alternate to YouTube, agreed to go public via a SPAC merger, which, if you don't know that, a publicly traded company buys another company to save time and money in offering an initial public offering. It's just a faster, more efficient way to go public. It's not worth worrying about. If you want to learn more about it, go to the Wall Street Journal. But anyway, so Rumble is trying to get going. YouTube absolutely needs an alternative because Google is unmerciful and brutally unfair in its censorship, its deplatforming. It's choking off the financial support of anything that is the least bit conservative. Google was one of the prime movers in silencing and punishing anybody who dared breathe a word that maybe the Chinese bat fever escaped from the Wuhan lab, which is now cited by virtually everybody on earth as a perfectly reasonable possibility. They punished, censored, silenced, and ruined, in some cases, people who dared even ask that question. Google is unforgivable in terms of its censorship and lack of fairness. Most people talk about Twitter and Facebook all the time. Don't forget Google. So you got Rumble operating a neutral video platform, or so they say. I like the idea. You got Donald Trump's new social media company, Truth Social, that Devin Nunes just announced he wouldn't be running for Congress anymore again. He's going to run this, which I found very interesting. It's going to go public. It says it's secured $1 billion in financing. It's way down from its market value. And we'll see how that goes, but you know, it's early days. You have Getter, a social app launched by ex-Trump aide Jason Miller, who's acknowledged one of the app's funders is the family foundation of a Chinese billionaire. Not sure how comfortable I am with that. We'll have to see. But some of the good stuff that's happening. Trump himself has recently launched a book publishing house called Winning Team Publishing. We'll see what they put out and if it's any good. And this might be the most important one. Trump's new social media company is going to be hosted online by RightForge, which is an internet infrastructure company that courts conservatives. Axios Margaret Harding McGill noted relying on a conservative web hosting service could help, they say Trump, but all sorts of people, writers, platforms, websites avoid the same issues that Parler faced when Amazon pulled its web services following the Capitol siege. Now, Jack and I happen to think the Capitol siege was ugly and inexcusable. There are various ideas and thoughts around. Let's not get hung up on that. But the number of times perfectly defensible, maybe controversial, but defensible people and platforms and websites have been cut off at the knees because the Googles of the world don't like them. It's way, way, way too frequent. So I like the idea of an internet infrastructure company. And I don't know a lot about RightForge, but it sounds like they're on the right track. I like them as a place where you can go for your web hosting and all the technology backup that a serious website or a platform needs. So that's a good development. Cryptocurrency. A new cryptocurrency called MAGACoin has already caught the attention of high-profile conservatives, according to The Guardian. Run for your life. New Alterna cryptocurrencies, run for your life. I don't know who's running this one. If it's still around in 6 months, let's talk about it again. And there's a young Bitcoin entrepreneur developing Freedom Phone, a device being marketed to conservatives. I don't know much about that. But long story short, if you were concerned about the fact that big tech was utterly unfair, biased against conservatives, even moderates, there is an infrastructure being developed slowly but surely to counteract that, to work around it. And I think it's a really, really good thing. I still cling to the idea that the free exchange of ideas is the healthiest thing that can happen in a society, and anybody who claims that they are so wise, benevolent, and powerful that they ought to be allowed to censor is dangerous, and they ought to be opposed at every turn. So we'll keep an eye on these things for you, and as they develop, let you know. Got to get to the Jussie Smollett trial. Unintentionally hilarious. Will he be able to get a juror to believe the crap? Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you have ever wanted to make your home feel safer, there is no better time than now.
This week, our friends at Simply Safe are giving our listeners early access to all their holiday deals, 40% off their award-winning home security.
Yep, we're Armstrong and Getty, and we love Simply Safe because it has everything you need to make your home safe.
Indoor and outdoor cameras, comprehensive sensors, all monitored around the clock by trained professionals who send help the instant you need it.
Simply Safe was even named Best Home Security System of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report.
And you can easily customize a system for your home online in minutes.
So these are Simply Safe's biggest discounts of the year. You can get a complete home security system starting at just over $100.
There are no long-term contracts or commitments. It's a really easy way to start feeling a bit more peace of mind.
Take advantage of Simply Safe's holiday deals and get 40% off your new home security system by visiting simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Again, that's simplysafe.com/Armstrong for 40% off your system, simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
During the season of giving, you might give away more than you want.
Sweater for Mom, video game for Jake, and my credit card for someone named Gina?
More online activity can mean more exposed personal info. But LifeLock by Norton has identity theft protection all wrapped up. And if you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions. But you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com today.
There's confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. One thing is certain. Whether or not you're vaccinated, you need an accurate thermometer to check for fever. the leading sign of flu and COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers that have no scientific studies. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
It's time. If you have waited to get the COVID-19 vaccine, a special clinic will be held at Shasta Lake Chiropractor, 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake City, on Friday, December 10th from 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Brought to you by Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and the Sikh Cultural and Education Center in partnership with Reading Drug. Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson and booster vaccines will also be available. No appointment, no insurance is required. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards for local businesses at the COVID-19 vaccine clinic Friday, December 10th at the office of Dr. Kobe, Shasta Lake Chiropractor on Shasta Dam Boulevard in Shasta Lake City.
Hi, this is Whitney from Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the whole Timberline team, we wanted to take this opportunity during this special time of year as we gather to spend time with our family and friends. It is also a time to remember all of our veterans and those currently serving our country. So we join with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute, sending peace, hope, and happiness this holiday season to all our veterans and service members from the Timberline Heating and Air family. Happy holidays.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Jussie Smollett spent 2 days on the stand, and I asked him how he felt as he was leaving court today, and he simply put his fist up in the air.
Yeah, I'm looking at that picture right now. Yeah, the fist up in the air. Yeah, evoking brave and defiant civil rights leaders of the past. Yeah, okay, nice try. So you remember old Jussie, of course, allegedly faked up a racist attack, MAGA-wearing white men who handily enough had a noose and bleach. Bleach. Is that like, never really understood that. Is that like a, they're trying to bleach his skin and make him whiter? Or they just wanted, you know, cleaner looking t-shirts or what? I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, he faked up that ridiculous racial attack. The mobbed up, you know, dopey progressive DA dropped the charges, the state reinstated, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, he's on trial. I love this from Kyle Smith. It's in the New York Post. He read my mind in a lot of this stuff, but I just thought it was funny writing. Not since Rumpelstiltskin has a mischievous troll spent so much time and energy spinning as Jussie Smollett did on The Stand the last couple of days. But instead of spinning straw into gold, Smollett spent 8 hours trying to churn what the New York Times used to call a barnyard epithet, bull spit, into Frappuccino. We'll see if the jury is interested in drinking what Smollett is putting out. Rumpel Smollett claimed that there were these two guys he used to chill with, one of whom took him to a gay bathhouse for a stimulating exchange or two, who just 2 days after partaking of some dope smoking in some Smollett's Mercedes, decided to enact the world's most overdetermined hate crime against him, using not just the N-word and the F-word, but also carrying a symbolic bottle of bleach and a symbolic noose. Black guys do this to other black guys all the time. Gay guys do this to other gay guys all the time. But at the same time? At 2 a.m.? On a frigid night? According to Smollett, his attackers are both the most industrious hate crime criminals in history and also the laziest, having run away after what Smollett said was a 30-second onslaught without even bothering to rob him or leave him with any injuries requiring more treatment than the smallest Band-Aid in the box. And on The Stand, Smollett claims that he still has a scar under his eye and a bruise that won't go away, but nobody's really seen them. And I mean, the Nigerian brothers are gigantic. Well, and if any grown man punches you in the face repeatedly, you're going to have some serious problems. Not a, is that a bruise or just like some pigment thing? Anyway, getting back to, this rather funny humor-torial. Smallest Band-Aid in the box. Ah, there it is. And who yells, "This is MAGA country" in Chicago? Which he alleged they did. You might as well shout, "Who wants to sing selections from Gypsy?" next time you're at the Talladega Superspeedway. If you're really blinded by hate, you don't need to flash so many indicators to any onlookers. You just pull the tab on your can of whoop-ass and get to work. Well, that's right. The fact that, you know, if you're a white supremacist and you want to go beat down black people, which, by the way, is a horrific notion. I mean, this is a funny article, but the accusation is terrible. But the idea that you'd think, well, that's not good enough. Let's go get some MAGA hats. We'll buy them fresh because we don't have any. Let's find ourselves a noose. We'll carry the noose around and put it around people's necks and some bleach. Why bleach? I still don't get the bleach thing. Yeah, we'll bring some bleach. The idea that you'd, you know, gig up that thoroughly is just strange. Anyway, back to it. Or did Jussie Smollett recall that the cops, that he told cops his attackers were white? Well, yeah, he told the prosecutor, but he also said they were pale. Because it was, as he testified, the responsible thing to do. So we went from their white people to, well, they're kind of pale. Inclusivity is important when you're alleging a heinous attack, and you wouldn't want light-skinned people of other races to feel marginalized. Asked by Special Prosecutor Dan Webb whether he had invoked whiteness to attract attention, he said you'd have to ask someone who did a fake hate crime. Smollett whined. Well, that's exactly what Webb was doing, though. The man who carried out the middle school talent show version of a fake hate crime, Abimbola and the Osendara brothers are Nigerian, not particularly pale, so that alone was a false statement to police made several times. Smollett could have pleaded guilty 2 years ago, been punished with a light brush on the knuckles, and be well on his way to becoming the great American redemption story by now. I've learned so much. Instead, he's unemployed indefinitely, ridiculed equally by black and white America, partially because he staged a hoax, but mostly because he won't stop being such a yutz about it. The world's most industrious and laziest perpetrators of hate crimes. Absolutely hilarious. But can he convince one juror? You know, he might. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys. There is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenics, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carl Bott. Join Trish Clark and me on Thursday as we welcome Simpson University's President, Dr. John Hall. We're going to discuss what's going on at Simpson and what it holds for next year. All of this Thursday and much more on Free Fire Radio, 7 to 9 a.m. on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 a.m. Your Talk Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Bodies. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coachmaster has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coachmaster repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
River Film Playhouse presents It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play based on the story The Greatest Gift by Philip Van Doren Stern and adapted by Joe Landry, directed by John Welsh. This beloved holiday classic comes to life as a 1940s radio broadcast. Join the cast and bring a few dozen characters to the stage as the story of George Bailey unfolds one fateful Christmas Eve. December 3rd through the 18th at the new River Film Playhouse, downtown on California Street. Tickets available online at riverfilmplayhouse.net. Brought to you by Cornerstone Bank and this station.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Let's go. Stomp, stomp, clap. Stomp, stomp, clap. Stomp, stomp, clap. My name is Adele, and I'd like to say Captain Bill says it's got to be on our way. So fap in, your sheep will take them nice and tight. You better do them, because we're going to check if they're right. Carry on bags under the seat on the floor. There's an overhead compartment where they can be stored. Seat back in case, locked and upright. Pretty soon the ground will be out of sight. Laptop, computers, car, demonstrator, where are we ready to go? What do you say? Welcome aboard SWA.
Well, rapping stewardess there. Flight attendant. Well, at least it was fast. I'm a polite enough person that I feel like I have to look attentive when they're doing the speech. You know, with the carry-ons and with the oxygen mask and with the floaty thing that's never been used in human history and the rest of it. I feel like I should at least look at them and pretend that I'm not listening to, you know, music or a podcast or something like that. But anyway, at least they got over fast. I'm alerted now. Beep, 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 beep. This just handed to me. Rand Paul has been dispensing some of his curly-headed wisdom on the floor of the Senate, discussing the Omicron variant. Do we have that clip handy, Michael? I think it's number 10. Is that right? Could be.
Instead of mutating and getting stronger, it could be mutating and getting weaker, which would be the best sign of all for everybody around the world.
This could be the silver lining. You know, everybody's been freaking out about all the mutations. That could be bad, but it also could be something, you're right, that ends the pandemic. The Delta variant started up or came around, oh, I don't know, May or June, but then within 3 months dominated, and almost everything is Delta. If Omicron comes and sort of pushes aside Delta, becomes the dominant virus, it may be this is what ends it.
And it may well be that the next one is even more innocent and even more transmissible, since that's what's best for the virus. Not that I'm rooting for it. I'm talking evolutionarily. You know, a virus wants to spread easily and not kill its host so it can reproduce and reproduce. Much like the many different viruses that are what we call the common cold. So let's hope so. It's unquestionably time to quote unquote go back to normal. If you chose to get vaccinated, you know, you get the booster, whatever, good for you, that's super, I'm doing the same thing. If not, that's your choice. I will tell you, I find it disconcerting and really troubling that the death toll over the last 6 months has been wildly higher in counties that voted most overwhelmingly for Trump. And it's no shock. A lot of us recognize that. The vaccine rejection has coincided with, for whatever reason, a lot of the tendencies or a lot of the characteristics or the beliefs of people who voted heavily for Trump. There are well over 1,000 people a day still dying because of this. And, you know, NPR, which is horrifically biased and full of crap, published an article about this that I thought was interesting. But as usual, even when they get it right, they don't quite get it right. They were talking about how people who believe misinformation about the virus or the vaccine are more likely to be Trump voters and more likely to reject the vaccine. But some of their quote unquote misinformation isn't misinformation. What it is the problem of black and white. An example. It's unquestionable that the number of deaths from Fauci's hot and sour bat fever has been exaggerated. Because people, whether they are ancient and had something else or cancer or whatever, if they had the COVID, they're listed as a COVID death. Partly for reasons of financial rewards and the rest of it, partly because of laziness, enthusiasm, I don't know. So whether that's an 1% exaggeration, 10%, 20%, I don't think it's probably 20%, but So the number of COVID deaths has been exaggerated. Therefore, it's no threat whatsoever. Well, no, wrong. And a lot of people, including a lot of people I like, and they probably vote the way I do, they engage in that wildly oversimplified thinking that if it's exaggerated, and if Fauci's a jackwagon, and if
I represent science,
you shut up. You represent egomania at this point. You represent gain of function research, you lying punk. Anyway, if you think all those things, and actually I'm with you on, I think, I don't even remember what I said, but on a lot of that stuff, you're absolutely right on all that stuff. But it's still a terrible disease that's killing millions of people worldwide. And it's unquestionably better to be vaccinated than not vaccinated. I have people say it's not a vaccine because you can still get it. Yeah, it's still a vaccine. You don't understand the definitions of these things. It's not 100% preventative in terms of cases, but it's extremely effective in terms of preventing serious illness and death. So yes, on the one hand, the vaccine is not as effective as most vaccines we're familiar with. That is true. Therefore, the COVID is no threat and I don't need, no. No, again, you're engaging in black and white thinking, and that's not the way the world works. It's certainly not the way medicine works, as Jack of all people could tell you. So much of medicine is we think blank. There's a 70% chance blank, which of course means there's a 30% chance no. But your chances are a hell of a lot better with the 70 than the 30. So, again, you do what you want. I'm a small L libertarian. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. I would be incredibly insulted if you told me how to live mine. But I'm just asking you, since I value you being on Earth and continuing to vote conservatively, don't engage in black and white thinking. Do what's best for your health, according to your doctor, for instance. If you don't have a doctor you can trust, try to find one. I happen to know quite a few doctors for what it's worth, and their advice to me has been quite good. But the from May 2021 on, the 100,000 people who've died in roughly 3,000 U.S. counties, people living in counties that went heavily for Trump had almost three times the death rate of those that went for Biden, for what it's worth. Why politics has infected vaccine rates is a long and convoluted story, and I find it kind of troubling and discouraging. But I think you've all seen it unfold, and so we don't really need to go over it again. Total change of topic. Even the WPO, and this is not an editorial, these are news writers at the Washington Post, who are famously liberal and biased and siloed in their information, the rest of it, even they are writing about the spate of brazen smash and grab and or mob robberies across America. It's been heaviest in California probably, but man, Minneapolis, really wherever blue states and blue cities are, Chicago's was ravaged. That didn't get nearly the attention because the media is so focused on the coasts. I mean, the East Coast, like 70%, the West Coast, 25%, and the other 98% of the country gets 5% of the attention. But yeah, Chicago got absolutely hammered by these robberies. And even the WAPO is having to concede that there are several factors, including a shortage of security guards. Well, when I grew up, which was not 150 years ago, you didn't need any security guards. You might have had an undercover guy who'd keep an eye on suspicious-looking people, but reluctance by police and prosecutors to pursue shoplifting offenses and the growing use of social media as an organizational tool. Well, I appreciate you at least conceding that it's happening, unlike that empty-headed AOC, but you left out the fact that in Cal Unicornia, for instance, they decriminalized crime below a certain level, and you can... I actually had somebody ask me this the other day, as a friend who lives in another state texted me and said, if you steal $949 worth of stuff in California, which is $1 below what it would take to be a felony, and then you come back and do it again tomorrow, that makes it a felony, right? I said, no. It's each incident weighed separately. So you could literally steal $949 from a store every single day for the next 10 and a half years, and at no point would it be felonious. You know, unless it turns out to be part of a conspiracy, something like that. Don't get all lawyerly on me. But he was like, what? Really? Seriously? Yeah, of course. And then even when you can hammer these people, according to the now bizarre twisted laws, the activist DAs in L.A., San Francisco, Chicago, St. Louis, New York, they won't press those charges. Gosh, there was a case, did you hear about this? A guy, this guy's, he's a bum, he's a junkie. He's beat down several people. They just let him go all the time. He beats down two women. They let him go again. I mean, if you thought violent crime got you stuck in a hooscow, think again. Not in your progressive cities. But anyway, at least the liberal media is conceding that this stuff happens. They're misdiagnosing some of the problems, but they do get into the fact that, like, the CEO of Best Buy is saying, we're having trouble hiring people because it's so scary. It's traumatizing. It's unacceptable. Everybody knows they're at risk of getting bear sprayed or hit with a crowbar or whatever if they even, like, physically accidentally get in the way of the mob. They mentioned the role of social media in all this, that they're organizing online. They're not people who know each other necessarily. It's not a gang in the conventional sense. They get together on social media and decide they're going to do this. It's like, remember when a flash mob was people in the food court of a mall would sing Handel's Messiah together? Well, now instead, you rush into a store and steal everything and terrify the employees.
Smash, smash, smash.
This has actually been going on. Yeah. This has actually been going on for a while. It was convenience stores for the longest time. It would be predominantly groups of black youth would get together. They would sweep into a convenience store. They would laugh. They would yell. They would empty the shelves and then sweep on out again. And this happened a fair amount, but it didn't get that much attention. Maybe because it wasn't, you know, Burberry and Bloomington's and Yves Saint Laurent or Walgreens, which is a giant, you know, chain. So it didn't get much attention, but the Overton window of what you can do and what you can get away with has just grown and grown and grown to the point that now middle America has realized, oh my God, look what's happening. This is horrific. Crime has become, rampant and we can't have it anymore. But when you have a cultural norm, and that's what we're dealing with here, this is not, you know, as simple as mathematics. The culture is a squishy thing, but the culture says not only can you get away with a crime, but there are aspects of our culture, you know, sections of our culture telling you should get away with a crime because you've been cheated by the system or white supremacy or the man or whatever. Let's see. There's one more thing. There was a clip I wanted to play. Oh my gosh, that's right. This is Jonathan Hunt of Fox News talking about Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, in clip 41. You're not going to believe this is real.
In Chicago, a city also recently beset by smash-and-grab robberies, Mayor Lori Lightfoot implied this week the onus is on the stores.
I'm disappointed that they're not doing more to take safety and make it a priority.
Holy crap. Wow. Used to be they kept the doors open, people come in, not steal, pay for what they bought, and leave. Like, times 100 billion. Like, all the time. Virtually, that's the only thing that ever happened in a store. And now you have gangs of marauding thieves with no fear of prosecution, stealing everything, and you think it's on the store, you lunatic? That was so crazy, even Jen Psaki rejected the notion. 42.
We don't agree. We have seen some of these extremely disturbing videos showing retail thefts, and both major retailers as well as state and local leaders like Governor Newsom have identified this as a serious concern. We agree. That's the reason why we have sent additional support.
Yeah, at the point you get lying Gavi Newsom to admit it's a huge problem, and even some of the progressive prosecutors say we have to do something about this, at least the legal ship has turned. The cops and courts part of it has begun to turn, which needs to happen. But the cultural aspect of it, the currents that the ship of state rides on, how long will it take to turn those currents? How many prosecutions? How many jailings? How long will it be until certain communities at least say, no, you shouldn't do that, it's a bad idea. Never mind saying it's wrong and immoral to be a thief. Man, that could take years, decades, generations. I don't know. Stay tuned. If you miss a segment, you can get it via podcast at armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
it's birds of a feather or flock together or what, but all of our friends like to eat, so Omaha Steaks is a great gift idea this time of year.
Oh, getting together and big meals with family and friends, that's what it's all about during the holidays. And yeah, Omaha Steaks are a great, great gift. The holidays coming up, finding the perfect gift can be tricky. Omaha Steaks makes it easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved.
Yeah, so go to omahasteaks.com and enter Armstrong into the search bar to order the perfect gift package. For $99.99, you'll get 24 entrees like the world-famous bacon-wrapped filet mignon, chicken breast, sides, desserts, and so much more. When you use code Armstrong, you'll also get an additional 8 Omaha Steak burgers free with your order.
Now, we've all heard the reports about shortages and shipping delays, so please don't wait. Order the perfect gift package today at omahasteaks.com. You'll get 8 free burgers when entering the code Armstrong.
Achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Incredible flavor, incredible value. Value and 100% guaranteed.
Just go to omahasteaks.com and use the keyword Armstrong. Omahasteaks.com, keyword Armstrong.
Hey parents, here's some good news for America's future. Kids ages 5 to 11 are now eligible for a COVID vaccine. That means all those future CEOs and artists, world-class chefs and sports stars, the engineers and the innovators are eligible for a vaccine that can help protect their future. And it's specifically formulated just for them. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuck It stores or at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun-grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, it's the Armstrong and Getty Show. Thanks for tuning in. We're hoping Jack joins us at some point. Having had surgery yesterday, he said he thought he could, but, you know, the one thing you underestimate before you go into that is just the exhaustion you feel. Your body is not happy that you got cut open, and it tries to marshal all its energies to heal. So, you know, if he shows up, great. If not, no worries. We'll get back to the usual order of business in the next day or two. I've heard virtually every insult ever uttered by man. It's kind of a hobby of mine, from the utterly stupid, you know, F you, you a-hole, to, you know, the brilliant insults of history. He is both brilliant and utterly corrupt, like a mackerel in the moonlight. He both shines and stinks, that sort of thing, which is mostly attributed to John Randolph, who is an old Virginia legislator guy. But I've never heard anybody called a dumb dolphin in my entire life, and apparently that factors into the story, being called a dumb dolphin. Dolphins are very bright. It's not an insult. It's an odd insult. So anyway, this is a story. Maybe you've heard it, about this CEO of, what's the name of the company, Better.com, laid off a bunch of people via Zoom call. And, of course, the Internet is enraged. Clips 81, Michael. Here's how it went.
Thank you for joining. I come to you with not great news. This isn't news that you're going to want to hear, but ultimately it was my decision, and I wanted you to hear from me. It's been a really, really challenging decision to make. This is the second time in my career I'm doing this, and I do not want to do this. The last time I did it, I cried. This time I hope to be stronger. If you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group being laid off. Your employment here is terminated, effective immediately. I wish you all the best of luck. Thank you for everything you've done for Better.
And, of course, the Internet went wild. How dare he? That's so cruel. He should be in person. I'll tell you this. If you have the sort of job where you can be laid off by the hundreds by a guy on a Zoom call, you might be laid off by the hundreds and a Zoom call. It's just the reality. It's fine. You know, just deal with it. The story gets a little more colorful, though. And you know, various people are hemming and hawing about aspects of this, but they're silly and they ought to grow up, and everybody's mad all the time on the Internet. Play us clip 82. This is Shepard Smith.
In a blog post, he wrote, "At least 250 of the people terminated were working an average of 2 hours a day while clocking in 8 hours plus a day. They were stealing from you and stealing from our customers."
Again, you're running the sort of place where you have hundreds of people that can be laid off instantly and they're clocking in at home. Yeah, a certain percentage of them are cheating you. That's just obvious. Have you ever run into any human beings? And on to the dumb dolphin clip.
This isn't the first time this CEO has publicly complained about staff. In November of last year, Forbes obtained an email in which he told employees, "You are a bunch of dumb dolphins, and dumb dolphins get caught in nets and eaten by sharks. So stop it. Stop it. Stop it right now. You are embarrassing me."
That's just an odd metaphor. I don't get it. Dolphins among the brainiest of non-human creatures. So anyway, I can't tell you how many times I saw that story and links and videos and the rest of it. Guy's got thousands.
Have you considered being good at your jobs?
Well, yeah. Again, if you have the sort of job that you're just one of the masses and some guy can just click a button and you're gone, well, somebody might click a button and you'll be gone. So anyway, I wish you better luck in your future endeavors. So coming up on the show next hour, and as always, if you don't get the show, don't get the next hour, you can't listen or whatever, you can get it via podcast, armstrongandgetty.com, or wherever you get podcasts, Armstrong and Getty on demand. Kind of a quick review of where Twitter is in terms of ideology and the rest of it, and the new guy who's in charge of it. Matt Taibbi wrote a piece entitled, "Will Twitter Become an Ocean of Suck?" My only question for Matt is, what do you mean become? Also, let's see. Black conservatives are ripping Barnes & Noble, and In-N-Out Burger is standing strong in the face of their increasingly needless persecution by the counties of California. As the whole COVID thing, are you kidding? You're passing new measures at this point? Come on. That and more. Stay with us. It's the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.